It is time for another local segment of Live Well Cherokee, brought to you by Atrium Floyd Cherokee. And we're here with this morning. We have Dan Bevel, Director of Communications there for Floyd, as well as we're honored to have with us Stephanie Durrell and Sue Brown as well. And Dan, why don't you tell us about Stephanie and Sue?
And we're here today because February is, of course, Heart Month, as I'm sure a lot of your listeners know already. And Stephanie and Sue both do a great job of helping us take care of our hearts. Stephanie is in our cardiac unit, our heart failure clinic, and is a coordinator there. And Sue's director of nutrition. And Jerry, they're the experts. So I'm gonna back out and let you talk to them about how to take care of our hearts.
Well, thank you so very much. Ladies, welcome. We appreciate you for taking time to come in and be with us on Live Well Cherokee.
Good morning.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
It's our honor and pleasure. Thank you for taking your time. Let's start with Stephanie this morning. Stephanie, we all know on this Heart Month, we're reminded to take care of our heart. We know how important that is. Without a healthy heart, we do not enjoy a quality of life. And tell us some of the ways that we can do, some of the things that we can do to help improve a healthy heart.
So there are multiple things that you guys can do to help improve your overall wellness and take care of your heart. So a couple of things. Number one, you can always quit using tobacco, which I know is not the most easiest thing to do, but even the smallest steps can make a big difference. So just cutting back the amount of tobacco you use to eventually being able to quit will overall help your heart. We also want to aim for a healthy weight, because we do know that being overweight can cause more strain on our body and more strain on our heart. We want to reduce our cholesterol and lower our blood pressure. We also want to be physically active, so we want to be up and moving as much as possible. Instead of sitting on the couch watching TV, you know, try getting up and just walking around the living room for a couple minutes and then sitting back down. We also want to manage our diabetes if you have that disease. We want to relieve our stress, which you can do by exercising, deep breathing, meditation, and yoga. And then, of course, we always want to limit our alcohol intake. The 2020-2025 Dietary Guidelines for Americans states that for women, you should only have one drink per day, and men should only have two. But, of course, no alcohol is the best solution.
It's just like tobacco. The best thing is just leave it off, right?
That's right. Exactly.
Okay. Let me ask you this. For someone that might be a little bit older, like myself, and not accustomed to exercise, are there some healthy exercises that we can start with that would not be damaging to our heart to help us get healthy?
So any exercise, any amount of physical activity is better than none or all. So we always suggest, you know, you want to start slow and then work your way up. But to me, the most easiest thing to do is walk. So it doesn't matter if you don't exercise at all, you can just get up and walk for at least 30 minutes. Now, we suggest that it is, you know, a more brisk walk. That way you kind of get your heart rate going. But of course, like I said, start slow. So it doesn't have to be fast. You can just take a stroll around the block. It could take you an hour, but at least that you're moving, you're getting that blood flowing through your body. And so that's what we really want to tell people to strive to do.
Okay. Let me ask you this. There's always warning signs, or most always warning signs, about a heart condition when our heart is not healthy. Share with us some of those warning signs and what we should pay close attention to if we experience any of those.
Okay. So some of the most common signs and symptoms of a heart attack are going to be, of course, your chest pain. So you can have chest pain, you can have chest burning, chest squeezing, any kind of discomfort in your chest area is going to be the most common and the most obvious. But you can also experience other signs. So you can have nausea or a feeling of fullness. You can feel like you're having heartburn. So you may not know if you're having, you know, just some residual heartburn from that pizza you just ate or if it's actual chest pain. Some shortness of breath. So if you even have any difficulty breathing, not only can you have chest pain, but it can also occur in your upper back, in your jaw, and down your left arm. So really any pain that you have in your chest, your jaw, your upper back, or your arm is going to be a sign that you want to go to the hospital to get checked out. You can also have anxiety and fatigue, which is just the tired feeling. So any one of those signs, usually they happen together, so you could have like two or three at the same time. But even if you just have one, so you're just having, you know, a lot of jaw pain and it's kind of radiating down your neck, you want to go, you want to call 911 immediately to have you go get checked out.
Okay. Anything else from your department that we need to share with the people about Heart Month and how to be healthy that we haven't discussed, because we want to get with Sue and talk about how we can eat healthy to maintain a healthy heart coming up in just a moment. But anything else, Stephanie, from your department before we move on?
The main thing I want all of your listeners to really understand is if they are experiencing any signs of a heart attack, any of those things that I just listed, call 911 immediately, because 85% of the damage to the heart happens within those first 2 hours. So it is really, really important to call 911. One in 300 patients who have chest pain who are transported to the ER by a private vehicle, so you drive yourself, they suffer a cardiac arrest event on the way to the hospital. So it is really, really, really important to call 911.
And the reason for that, just what you said, you have medical professionals that, while you're being transported, can take care of you as well. They not only have the expertise, but they have the medicines a lot of time on board to assist.
Exactly. That is 100% correct.
Okay. Thank you so very much. Now, let's move on to Sue. And Sue, we want to talk about with you how to maintain a healthy heart by what we eat. So often we say we are what we eat. So let's discuss that, what people can do to help themselves have a healthy heart.
So when we're talking about eating for heart health, we're focusing really on four main things. So first thing would be looking at what types of fat we're eating in our diet. You know, in the 90s, fat was bad. Everyone wanted a low-fat diet. And over the last few decades, we're actually learning that that's not the case. It's really the types of fats that we're getting in the diet. So trying to choose those healthier fats, things like avocados, your fatty fish, like salmon and nuts, those types of things are going to have the healthy fats, those unsaturated fats or omega-3 fatty acids, which we know to be heart protective. Also, when we eat a lot of starches, we eat a lot of grains, which can be good for us, but we want to make sure we're choosing those whole grains, at least half of our grains that we consume being whole grains. Whole grains are going to contain more fiber, they're going to contain more nutrients, so they're going to be more heart protective. We can always do better, you know, by many times on the radio show that we can always do better by increasing our fruit and vegetable intake. You know, they contain fiber, soluble, insoluble fiber, vitamins, minerals that can help lower blood pressure and cholesterol, which in turn helps with heart health. And then a big thing is limiting our sodium. Americans, we consume triple the sodium that we need in our diet on the average day. So we really want to look at where our sodium is coming from, trying not to add any salt to our foods, and just being a little bit more mindful of the foods that we buy at the grocery store.
So what we need to look at instead of buying that ribeye is to buy avocados. Is that what you're telling us? Or cut back? Or do we need to just cut out red meat, or do we need to just limit it?
We do recommend limiting it. So you want to choose, a leaner cut of beef if you're going to choose red meat, a leaner cut of pork if you're going to choose red meat. So like going with a sirloin steak versus a ribeye every time and keeping that portion size down, less than 4 to 6 ounces.
Okay. And also substitute, I heard you say, fish. So we can substitute mm-hmm. salmon on the grill mm-hmm. rather than pork chop or steak.
Yeah, so salmon is very high in omega-3 fatty acids, which are very heart protective. So yeah, anytime you can switch out for a fatty fish, that would be a better option.
Okay. Any things that other than what you said just said that we need to stay away from? Anything that causes increase in cholesterol is a no-no, right?
Yeah, so we want to try to limit our processed foods, especially our processed red meats like bacon, sausage, you know, those ultra-processed foods. Those are going to contain things that are just not great for our heart, and they usually are high in sodium and then high in those unhealthy fats. So trying to limit those processed foods as much as we can.
Okay, so it's always better to eat fresh. Is that what you're telling us, if it's available?
Fresh is definitely the best, but, you know, we are not always, it's not always available, and it's not always within budget. So it doesn't always have to be fresh. Frozen fruits and vegetables, frozen meats can be a great option as well, and they're also affordable. Even canned can be, you know, but the one thing we would worry about with canned vegetables would be the sodium. So just trying to buy the no salt added would be a better option.
Okay, so just when we're shopping for our groceries and we want to stay healthy, we limit that intake of sodium, so we need to pay close attention to that. A lot of people pay close attention to carbohydrates or calories, but we also need to maintain a vigilant eye toward sodium. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Sodium it causes problems with us and also affects blood pressure, which can, in essence, affect our heart. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. It can cause increased blood pressure for some people. So that's one of the reasons we recommend limiting it.
Okay. Stephanie, you and Sue, is there anything else that we haven't covered that you would like to cover before we leave about maintaining a healthy heart and, of course, Heart Health Month? What are you doing there at Floyd to help get things going and the ball rolling throughout the community?
So speaking of the community, we actually have a program where we take cadaver hearts, which are just their hearts from people who have donated their, you know, their organs to science after they have passed away. And so we actually take these hearts to community schools, and we educate on the same thing that, you know, I kind of been talking with you guys about the signs and symptoms of a heart attack, stuff that information that they can learn for themselves as kids, and then they can also go home and be like, hey, Mom and Dad, guess what I learned at school today? But we are actually going to a school in the Cherokee community, which I will be heading that way as soon as I get off the phone with you guys. And then tomorrow we're actually going to a school in Chattooga County. So we really try not just to, you know, reach out to the community here in Rome and Floyd County, but we try to spread our wings to hit all of the avenues so that we can reach more people.
We all need to know, don't we? Whichever community we live in, we need to maintain that connection and know that. How about you, Sue? Anything final that you want to leave about eating healthy?
I think I covered everything, but just always just being more mindful of our day-to-day choices to tie into all of the things that we've talked about.
Okay. Dan, how about you, sir? Anything you would like to leave in before we cut away?
Terry, just as always, I encourage folks to visit Floyd.org if you have any questions about what we offer there at Floyd Cherokee Medical Center, and especially as it relates to heart health. And then the other thing, just to reiterate what Stephanie said, you know, one of the things that we say related to heart care is that time is tissue. And what that means is if you are experiencing those symptoms that Stephanie talked about, you need to react immediately. Call 911, because the sooner we can get you in, the better chances we have of saving that heart tissue and getting you quickly on the path to recovery.
Well, we want to say a big thank you to all three of you for sharing your time this early morning with our listeners and helping us to have a better, healthy life and so we can live well Cherokee every day. Thank you so very much, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you.
Live Well Cherokee. Live your healthy life.